couch shut. James, I'll plug that cord. Okay, welcome to the Supernatural Stories. Now you're here because you say you've actually met a vampire before.
My name is Alphonse. Victor Alphonse. My mother named me because she'd always thought I'd win at the game of life. Like she could see the future. So, I grew up in a small town, a long time ago, off the coast of Ireland. A regular lad, you know, getting into trouble. I met a lass. She had the prettiest ginger hair you would ever see. I haven't seen a girl like her in years. She kept me going for a while.
You don't have a very Irish sounding name. Anyway, tell us about the boat and this devil.
Alright, calm down, sheesh. You need some backstories for stuff like this, come on man. Even a greenie reporter like you should know all this shit in basics. Right, so I moved from Ireland to America with my wife. Yeah, we got married, you know, all that shit. Needed to get away from starving kids. The fucking hungry little bastards ate everything. Fucking famine, man. We ourselves are so poor. My wife was just skin and bones. Poor lass didn't have the strength to move her own body. I had to leave her behind. I told her I'd try to bring some money back.
So you just left your wife there?
Well, aye. She wasn't ready for the trip. The boat trip alone would have killed her at least twice over. It was horrible there. There were cracks in the woods that left the fucking rain in. Waves crashing into the boat and it was so goddamn cold. Both they weren't strong enough as me quickly died, you know. They must have died of starvation because there ain't anything left of them. Mouths were wide open too. Still haunts my dream to this day. The earth absolutely stank of death and despair. The corpses have a sense of melancholy about them, as if their last thoughts were just ripped from their souls. I remember having a feeling of utter terror, but something unnatural was on this boat.
And when did you meet him?
So, I met Red Prop on the 14th day on the boat.
Interesting name.
Well, aye, he was an interesting man as well. Didn't tell me much about his life. He was born a small guy. I actually saw him once before on the boat as well. I didn't really catch his name then either. I think he came from the same town. Anyway. He sat down next to me on the 14th day of the trip. Yes. He was wearing a kind of long, dark coat. It was almost past his ankles and a hat. Seems he took a shine to most people, you know. He seemed to be a friendly man. He always helped on the weak and injured in his office. He was a priest, you see.
Tell me what happened next.
Well, he spoke to me. You know, I was too used to the silence. Suddenly I was impacted in me and fucking rippled through the boat, scared the shit out of me.
Do you believe in God, sir?
If I did, I couldn't imagine he's doing much good. All these dead bodies. By this rate, we'll be a ghost ship before we hit land.
That would be a horrible thing.
Nah, I don't think it's the hunger that's killing people. Yeah, sure, rations are low and people are starving, but look at the bodies. You see anything strange?
And I don't believe I do. And if someone was killing people, for some reason, you really shouldn't poke your nose into shit if you want to get to land alive.
Two holes by the neck. What sort of killing method is that? I thought to myself. Suddenly, Red jumped up and launched at me. His teeth were elongated and sharp. He struck me, cutting deep into my face and ripping my sleeve. He bites my neck. Suddenly, the world becomes dark and numb. The crashing waves subside. It was like my senses were ripped out of me. I used my last bit of strength to kick open the door. The sunlight blasted into the room and Red began to smoke. He screamed an unearthly scream and he just exploded. I fall unconscious. The last thing I remember before waking up is seeing my beautiful wife and her dirty blonde hair.
Blonde? I thought you said your wife had ginger hair.
Hi.
I guess I did.
You're not really Alphonse, are you?
No. Ha ha. Alfonso died in my office. Poor man. Hunger does terrible things to the body. Doesn't matter what new technology they have. Nothing can stop this hunger.